You just heard a complete performance of the Concerto for Orchestra by my guest Jennifer Higdon, as performed by the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Robert Spano with Telarc compact disc. WPRB wants you to know that the Kennett Symphony of Chester County performs at Longwood Gardens on Saturday, August 12th at 7:30 p.m. The symphony will perform a program entitled Broadway Bravado, including highlights from My Fair Lady, The Music Man, Les Miserables, and more. After the concert, stay for an illuminated fountain show at Longwood's main fountain garden, where fountains dance to music. Special tickets are required for the concert. To purchase tickets, call 610-388-1000, extension 100, or visit kennettsymphony.org. And this has been a public service announcement from WPRB. Good morning. The time is 9 minutes after 10, and you are tuned to WPRB 103.3 FM Princeton or online around the world at WPRB.com. Welcome to another edition of Classical Discoveries, the program devoted to rarely heard repertoire of all periods, with an emphasis on the old and the new, and the winner of the ASCAP Deems Taylor Radio Broadcast Award for 2005. I am your host, Marvin Rosen, and I'm with you every Wednesday morning from 6 until 11. Thank you so much for joining me today. I would like you to know also that you can visit my website if you want more information on upcoming programs or more detailed information on any of the selections played today on Classical Discoveries. The address of my site is ourworld.cs.com/class-this. The playlist for today's program will be posted by tomorrow evening. Also, if you have any comments or any questions about this program, you can feel free to drop me an email. My direct email address is classdis@cs.com. That's CLASDIS, all one word, @cs.com. Also on the playlist for today's program, there will be a direct link to the website of my guest, Jennifer Higdon. And, well, also, if you don't want to go through my website, Jennifer is here, and she will give you the website address right now.
It's merely my name, www.jenniferhigdon, that's HIGDON.com.
Jennifer, thank you so much, and again, thank you so much for joining me today on Classical Discoveries. I think that is an incredible story you were telling me off air about that piece and the reaction, and I want you to share it with everybody.
It was kind of funny. A lot of people came to hear Strauss, Ein Heldenleben, which was the second half. This piece that you just heard was the first half of the program with the Philadelphia Orchestra, and I think my piece moved so fast that once the Ein Heldenleben began, about 10 minutes in, people started leaving in droves. I think it actually might have been that the music, the Strauss actually sounded kind of slow motion. Was a very unusual effect, not something I anticipated. I don't know if the orchestra had either, but it was a kind of an unusual reaction. The ironic thing is
it's the other way around.
It's the other way around, exactly. The funny thing was, though, the orchestra members had had such a good time playing that they had nicknamed my piece Ein Heldenleben. I took that as a real compliment.
Yes. Oh, that was great, and I love that story. Love it. Well, Jennifer, now we're going to go a little bit more, I guess, to a chamber ensemble, and we're going to proceed now to your piano trio, which is also due to be on an upcoming Noxus CD, not yet released. When is this going to be
coming out? It should be out in November, actually. It has three chamber works. The piano trio is one of them, and there'll be two string quartets on there.
Well, tell us a little bit about this work. We're going to hear it in just a couple of minutes. Tell us a little bit about it, when it was written, and our performers.
Well, you know, I wrote it for the Vail Music Festival, which takes place in Vail, Colorado during the summers. Usually there are orchestras in residence there. They always have one composer in residence. They commission a work. In my case, it was a piano trio. First piano trio I had ever written. In fact, I didn't know the piano trio literature very well. I had to go out and buy recordings and get that sound in my ear. And I decided, because I grew up in a family of artists, I wanted to focus on two different colors, see if I could make two movements very contrasting. The first movement's pale yellow. The second movement is fiery red. And I wanted to see if I could capture the essence of those colors in a musical format. And the piano trio seemed to work really well.
Yeah. Well, who are our performers on this disc? Well, we have Anna Kiko Myers, violin, cellist, Alyssa Weilerstein,
yes,
and pianist Adam Neiman.
Neiman, yes. They're really superb. It's kind of funny. They all went to Juilliard, and I teach at Curtis, so I was skeptical when I first heard who was playing. But once I heard them play, I was totally convinced.
You accepted it.
Yes, exactly.
Well, anyway, we hear the piano trio by my guest, Jennifer Hickman.
Thank you. Thank you.
You just heard The Piano Trio by my guest Jennifer Higdon. The two movements were titled Pale Yellow and then Fiery Red. You heard violinist Anna Kiko Myers, cellist Alyssa Weilerstein, and pianist Adam Neiman. Well, Jennifer, it's again great to have you here, and I'd like to go for just a few moments to the issue of women composers. Now, I mean, there has been a great deal of talk about the fact that there were no women composers at the London Proms this year. I know that's been a very negative issue and one that's gotten quite a bit of press. Not including that. Do you, of course, have done very well, but do you feel in general that women composers are starting to fare a bit better than maybe 10 years ago, and why is that?
You know, I do think that women composers are having more performances than they were 10 years ago. I feel like my predecessors kind of paved the path for me. I think orchestras have access to more music now when they're doing their scheduling. And I also think I've heard from people who go out and do educational programs that there are a lot of little girls out there asking why there aren't women on the program. So I think that maybe has inspired some of the programming. But there's been enough time now where there are quite a few women composers going through school who have studied and are writing really superb music and music that's engaging and exciting.
It maybe had to wait a generation of time.
I think that's true. I mean, it's interesting, the situation with the Proms. There are 78 concerts and there isn't a single woman on there.
And so there were only two women soloists, I heard, too.
I know. It was a very noticeable, I would say, omission, because the fact of the matter is there's a lot of good music out there.
True. And basically, too, maybe that was, of course, very horrible, no question about it. But maybe it did bring this issue up a little more so, which in the long run will work out better. Who knows?
We all keep our fingers crossed that that's the case.
Jennifer, let's go now to your string quartet, Southern Harmony. I just love this piece. Unfortunately, it's not out on CD, but we have a performance by the Ying Quartet. There are three movements, and they are titled Soft Summers, Real Time, and finally Gentle Waltz. What does the title of this work, Southern Harmony, and some of the movements refer to, and what inspired you?
Well, the Ying Quartet commissioned a whole series of string quartets from various American composers for portraits. They had an extraordinary number of them do portraits of the Northeast, but having grown up in Tennessee and Georgia, somehow it seemed appropriate that I would write a Southern picture. So the musical language is actually, how should I say, it has a little bit of the
Southern
twang.
It does.
It does. That middle movement, Real Time, is based on the idea of a Virginia reel, which is a dance. It's kind of a 2-4-step sort of thing.
And so you really hear the influence in it.
That's right. Well, having grown up around an awful lot of bluegrass at the foot of the Smoky Mountains, believe me,
it's appropriate.
I let it come through in this. And I should probably mention, someone else has capitalized on this. The Philadelphia Orchestra has commissioned a bluegrass concerto for the group Time for Three from me that will be premiered with the Philadelphia Orchestra and Christoph Eschenbach in January 2008. It's a very unusual step to commission a bluegrass concerto. So come out and see what that's going to be like. Yeah.
That's great. That is great. Well, let's hear the Southern Harmony, the string quartet, right now. This is by my guest, of course, Jennifer Higdon, and we hear the Ying Quartet. Thank you. You just heard the string quartet Southern Harmony, composed in 2003 by my guest Jennifer Higdon. The Ying Quartet performed. Jennifer, before we sign off, and I have to be honest with you, this has been a very quick 2.5 hours. But before we do sign off, share with us just a bit about what is coming up in the upcoming season.
Well, I have a major piano concerto for Long Long, which will be premiered with him and the National Symphony. Leonard Slatkin will be conducting in mid-May 2007. A couple of brass fanfares, one for the Green Bay Symphony, one for the Virginia Arts Festival, a new band piece for Midwest Band Clinic, and I've got on my schedule a violin concerto for Hillary Hahn, former student of mine at Curtis, which is going to be a lot of fun. And next January, or I should say January 2008, I've got to get my correct year, the Philadelphia Orchestra will be premiering two new works, both of them concertos. So you'll have to come within a week of each other, believe it or not, Marvin. It's a very unusual, kind of an unprecedented sort of situation.
That's exciting, and you have commissions going quite a few years from
what you
mentioned.
Yeah, up to 2013, actually.
I can't even think that far. I cannot even think that far. Well, Jennifer, it's been nothing short of a delight. It's been great to have you. And
it's always a pleasure to come and talk and share music. And
This is what it's all about. And, of course, nothing but the best. It was fun.
Well, thank you.
But before you're not finished yet.
I know.
Because you need to say something before I do my final sign-off stuff, if you want to put it that way. I'd like you to say something briefly about your flute piece, which you are performing, which we sign off with. This is called Rapid Fire.
Rapid Fire is one of the hardest pieces ever written for solo flute, and I was quite daunted to write for my own instrument and work just by the instrument itself, so I decided to push the flute to its extremes. So it's a piece that goes by very quickly. It's very hard to play.
It's kind of an interesting that we're signing off with Rapid Fire, and we opened up with Dash.
That's right. So we're flying in and we're flying back out,
and
so to speak.
And we literally will be. Well, anyway, I'd like you to know that you can visit my website if you want more detailed information on upcoming programs or more detail about any of the selections played today on Classical Discoveries. The address of my site is ourworld.cs.com/class. The playlist for today's program will be posted on my site by tomorrow evening, and also my playlist will include a direct link to the website of my guest, Jennifer Higdon. 1 week from today, between 8:30 and 11, I will be joined by another American composer, Carson P. Kuman. He has written literally hundreds of pieces. He is an organist also and has had works written for him. The interesting thing about Carson P. Kuman is the fact he is only 24 years old. We will have his story next week on Classical Discoveries. And thank you so much for joining me. You have been listening to Classical Discoveries. I am your host, Marvin Rosen, and we'll be back 1 week from today between 6 and 8:30 for another edition of this program. Jazz is coming up next. And as we mentioned earlier, we are going to sign off with music by my guest, Jennifer Higdon. This is her composition titled Rapid Fire, which she admits is one of the hardest flute pieces of all time. And it was composed in 1992. And this comes from the first CD devoted to her music, totally devoted to her music, on the E Virtuosi Records label. Have a great day and have a great week. And please try to stay cool and be inside with air conditioning and drink as many fluids as you can. You have been listening to Classical Discoveries. Again, thank you so much for joining me. Jennifer Higdon's music is what we sign off with.